Welcome to The Cool Down Room with your host, Skye Upshaw, an F1 podcast where we talk all things Formula. Welcome, everybody. Welcome back to anybody who has been here before, and welcome to everyone new. Firstly, I hope that you are all very well. If you're from the UK, I hope you're enjoying the weather because we're seeing the sun for the first time in what feels like weeks. If you're from elsewhere, I hope your weather is lovely as well. Honestly, let's just go straight into this. It is race week. We are going down under to Melbourne in Australia, and I'm here to run you through everything that you guys need to know. So I have got all my notes up, a very long page of information that I would like you guys to know about. I've done all my research. I'm ready to tell you everything. There's two things I want to talk about before we get on with the circuit and the track information. Firstly, just found out, literally minutes ago, Lando Norris will be going on to Chicken Shop Date on Friday. I'm so excited. They've just filmed an interview, Lando Norris and Amelia, who is the host of the Chicken Shop Date. She's so cool. Anyway, I'm really looking forward to the interview, finding out what she asks, finding out some more about Lando. I think it's just fun. She's awesome. And also, first F1 driver on Chicken Shop Date. How awesome is that? Anyway, yeah, just thought I'd let you guys know. It's out on Friday. I don't know what time, but it's out on Friday. Secondly, I wanted to talk a little bit about Carlos Sainz because almost 2 weeks ago, he went in for his appendicitis surgery or his appendix surgery. And of course, I mean, you're meant to have a few weeks off before you go ahead and do any vigorous activity, shall we say? And he has had, well, at the moment, not even 2 weeks. So although he is at the circuit this weekend, he's already there. He's at the Albert Park circuit. He's been going on track walks and everything. I'm still unsure whether he is actually going to be racing. There's kind of questions going around whether he's going to be fit enough. I think he has had a bit of trouble with it about comfort around the area. He had keyhole surgery to remove the appendix, but I think it comes with a lot of soreness. He's had a little bit of problem there. So he's going to have to feel really comfortable in the car. So we know that he is going to be driving 100% in free practice one. And of course, we're going to find out from there how he's feeling in the car. If he is not feeling fit and ready to race in the car, you have to be super fit, super healthy, and really ready to race. It's not an easy task. So he's going to see how he feels in free practice. And if he doesn't feel up for the task, we will have another Ollie Bearman race. He is there in Australia. Ollie's getting ready on the track just in case. There is a possibility that we could see him for another weekend racing Formula One. So, of course, really exciting for him, but I really hope that Carlos gets back on track soon. I mean, for the championship and just for himself. I mean, we really want to see him back, the smooth operator. I think he did have a smooth operation, the smooth operator. That could almost be a tongue twister. Smooth operator had a smooth operation. Okay, it's not quite a tongue twister, but kind of fun. Try it now. Okay, if you actually did that, then absolute slay. If you didn't and just sat there in silence, how dare you? Anyway, can't believe I just said slay on my podcast. I shall not be saying that again. So yes, we are hoping to see Carlos back in the car this weekend, but I guess we'll just have to find out on Friday when he gets in the car for free practice. So let's get on and talk about the track and everything you need to know. Starting off, we're heading to Melbourne in Australia. It's hot, it's sunny, it's by the coast, and it's an amazing city. We are heading specifically to Albert Park, which is basically a massive park in the center of Melbourne, very close to the coast. It has a really big lake in the middle, and it's really gorgeous. And they have decided to put a wonderful, very interesting, very fun F1 track in that park. It's a really cool design. I personally really enjoy this race at the Australian Grand Prix. The track is really cool and there tends to be a lot of drama. We will take a 2023 recap in a minute because my gosh, that race was completely crazy. I'll be honest, traveling to Australia for the Australian Grand Prix, it's one of my favorite race weekends. It brings so much fun. I mean, I don't know if you guys have seen what Valtteri Bottas has been posting recently. Of course, he's got his blonde mullet. He is just looking more and more Australian every single day. Anyway, he's done this like promotional sponsored video for Uber. There's like this Uber thing where you can rent a car via Uber. Anyway, he has his own car in Australia, which you can rent through this Uber app. And he's made the most incredible advertising video, which you have to go and see. It's just on his Instagram. Please do look it up because it is absolutely brilliant. So good. I think he should get an honorary Australian citizenship for this video because he's looking more Australian than most Australians that I know. Just a side note of that. I don't know many Australians. So this track is a street circuit and it can take 2 months to build every year. They close a vast majority of the park from January through to obviously March when the event is held. Last year, the weekend's attendance was 444,631. That is a lot of people, over 100,000 every single day, and I have no doubt it's not going to be any different this year. F1 is a growing sport in Australia. It's always been big, but I think recently having two incredible Australian drivers, it's taken it to the next level. Both Daniel Ricciardo and Oscar Piastri, I'm sure, will be very excited to drive at their home race this year. But I'll give you a quick fact. No Australian driver has ever won or even got onto the podium at their home race in Melbourne. Daniel Ricciardo did finish second in the 2014 Grand Prix, but then was later disqualified. So it's round three. This is our third race of the 2024 season. The track is 5.278 kilometers long. We're going to have 58 laps on Sunday. It's the first Sunday race back this year. We've had the last two held on Saturdays. This weekend is either going to be a very early start or a very late start for most of the world watching this race. Here in the UK, the race starts at 4 a.m. on Sunday. I'm not looking forward to that. We also have two of the three practice sessions happening at 1:30 in the morning. If you're watching the race Central European time, maybe in France or Germany, the race start is at 5 a.m. And if you're watching Eastern Standard Time, maybe in New York or Florida, the race start is at midnight. Good luck to you all. This track includes 14 turns with 4 DRS zones. There are 2 separate detection zones with that. Normally, DRS zones are on straight parts of the track only, but on the Albert Park circuit, 2 of the 4 DRS zones are actually on a slightly curved part of the track. Pole sitter will be starting on the left side of the track, going into a right-hand turn, and the top speed with DRS activated will be about 340 kilometers per hour. That's about 210 miles per hour. Michael Schumacher has the most wins in Melbourne with 4 in total. Lewis Hamilton has the most poles in Melbourne with 8 in total. The fastest lap during a Grand Prix is a 1 minute 20.235. That was by Sergio Perez last year. And the fastest qualifying lap was a 1 minute 16.732. And that was held by Max Verstappen last year as well. Predicted pole time this year is going to be hanging around the 1 minute 16s. Let's talk tyres. We're actually going to be trying out a brand new tyre that we've never used during an F1 race. Pirelli have added the C5 compound. That is the softest compound of any of the tyres this year. And this weekend, we will be trying it for the first time. Though the cars have tried the C5 during testing, they have never raced with the compound. So we're going to see how this goes. We are, of course, going to have the C5 as soft, the C4 as medium, and the C3 as hard. Pirelli wanted to bring in this tyre for the weekend just to make the whole race that little bit more interesting. It's going to bring in some new strategy and we're going to see how the cars react to the tyre. The weather forecast during the whole weekend during track time is going to be around 20 to 22 degrees Celsius. Predicted wind speeds are going to be around 10 to 12 miles per hour and there's going to be 45% humidity. The drivers and teams in particular will have to keep an eye out for that wind speed just because they have to set up the car slightly differently if the wind speeds are higher. Let's take a quick 2023 race recap for Australia. We started the race with 20 drivers. We finished the race with just 12. During the whole race, we had 4 yellow flags with 4 safety cars, and we had 3 red flags, which is actually the most red flags in an F1 race ever. That means we had 3 restarts, and they were all standing starts. That means we had a total of 4 standing starts during the whole race, if you include the first one. The last red flag of the 3 actually started with only 2 laps left of the whole Grand Prix. And it all ended with Max Verstappen taking the win, Lewis Hamilton taking second, and Fernando Alonso taking third. We had a few failures with different cars, we had multiple crashes, and I think we could have a pretty exciting weekend ahead for us too this year. So on that note, I shall leave you to enjoy the race weekend. I hope you've learned something about the Australian Grand Prix, and I hope that you have some things to look out for during the weekend. If you can, please review this podcast and also check out my other social medias. Head over to my Instagram and TikTok, both at Sky Official, that's SKYEOFFICIAL. You will hear from me very soon. Bye.